Today on Kids Corner, Liz has made it. He finally feels like the iguanas and Skink really like him.
Liz, my friend, on behalf of everyone here, allow me to extend the warmest of welcomes to you.
Or do they?
I thought we made it clear. This park is off limits to losers.
Time for Kids Corner's Liz and Friends.
Hi, Liz.
30 minutes of adventure.
It's only the coolest and most popular club in school.
With Liz, Lucille, Skink, Spike, Scooter, Grandpa Noli, and all their friends.
It isn't Liz and Lucille.
So get set for lifetime adventures.
Oh, I can't believe this.
With Liz and Friends.
That is one strange lizard.
It's a beautiful Saturday morning. Liz and his sister Linda are doing the same thing they've been doing for the past several Saturday mornings, heading to Granny Gecko's farm. They've been working with Granny, baking cookies to sell at the weekly church bazaars to raise money for charity. The bazaars are in the afternoon, so mornings are filled with baking. It's usually a lot of fun, but on this particular morning, as they pass by Grandpa Anoli's place, Liz is not a happy camper.
You say something, Liz?
No.
Wait, you stop growling. What's the matter with you?
I've just had it, that's all.
Had what?
It. All the mixing and measuring and baking.
And icing. Don't forget icing.
How could I? Other kids spend their Saturdays playing or relaxing or at the park. Oh, but not old Liz. No, sorry. He spends his Saturdays up to his neck in cookie dough.
Neck?
You know what I mean.
I know that there are worse things to be up to your neck in.
I doubt it. Why do I have to do this? Why should I have to slave away in a hot kitchen?
You mean besides the fact that you told Granny you would?
Yeah, besides that.
Oh, stop your complaining. You said you'd do it and you're going to. End of story.
Yeah, well, I think the story needs a new chapter and one last character in the kitchen. Me.
Hi, you two.
Hi, Grandpa.
Hi.
How cute, little baby chickies.
Yeah, I got them this week. 100 total. Just giving them their morning feed.
Oh, they're adorable, aren't they, Liz?
Yeah, adorable.
I know. I'm starting to think of them more as pets than profit. So, you off to your weekly cookie bake?
Yep. I like these mornings.
Yeah, you would.
Problem, Liz?
Oh, no. Why should there be any problem with baking cookies on a Saturday? It's not like I have infinitely better things to do on my one day off of school.
Ah, well, there's nothing like a strong dose of sarcasm to start the day off right.
Oh, don't pay any attention to him, Grandpa. He's just complaining again.
Be quiet, Linda, loudmouth.
Make me lazy, Liz.
All right,
that's enough of that. From both of you.
Yes, sir.
Sorry, Grandpa.
You know, Liz, if you have a problem, you don't solve it by taking out your frustrations on everyone around you.
I'm not taking them out on everyone. Just Linda.
Thanks for the honor.
My pleasure. It's not like older sisters are good for anything else.
Liz?
Sorry, Grandpa. I couldn't resist.
What I was about to say is the best way to solve a problem is by confronting it head on.
Yeah, I know.
Good. I don't want to hear any more baiting of your sister. Understand?
Yes, sir.
There's my phone. I'll see you two later.
Bye, Grandpa. Come on, Liz.
He's right. I do need to confront this problem. And there's no time like the present.
Liz!
Okay.
When Linda and Liz got to Granny's farm, they found her already hard at work.
Morning, you two.
Morning, Granny.
Hi. Listen.
I just put the first batch of cookies in the oven. I've got everything ready on the table for you to get started on the next batch.
Sounds good.
Yeah, about that, Granny. See,
Chop, Liz. Those cookies won't make and bake themselves, you know.
You heard her, Liz. Chop, chop.
I'm going to give you chop-chop in a minute, Linda.
And while you two get moving on the dough, I need to start polishing.
You're polishing cookies?
No, silly. I'm polishing my ring collection. See?
Oh, well, it's not much of a collection. There's only 10 of them.
Well, they're not baseball cards or bottle caps, Liz.
Well,
but they
obviously
are beautiful, Granny. Where'd you get them?
Inheritance from my mother, who got them from her mother and aunts.
Oh, they must mean a lot to you.
Oh, that's why I keep them in this case. See, this one was my grandmother's engagement ring.
Yeah, and they're really nice and all, but we really need to talk, Granny.
Liz, you didn't have to interrupt. Were you raised in a barn?
Hey, I'm just trying to confront things head on.
And that's admirable, Liz. But you might try doing it next time with a few more manners.
Don't even try, Granny. He doesn't have any today.
Oh, now who's interrupting?
Go on, Liz. What is it?
I quit.
See what I mean?
I'm afraid I don't understand.
I've been working here lots and lots and lots of Saturdays now, and I'm sick of it. If I bake one more cookie, I'll go nuts. Especially if it's a cookie with nuts.
You are so...
Now,
Linda, Liz. Now, Liz. You don't have to do this anymore if you don't want to.
Good.
After all, the cookies are for charity. And I do thank you for all of the cookies you have already baked.
Yeah, about that. You've still got a lot of them stored up, don't you?
Yes.
Well, I want them.
Liz!
What?
You always said if we ever wanted any cookies, we could have them, didn't you?
Well, I suppose.
Well, I want mine. The ones I baked. I worked hard to make them, and now I want them.
You little...
He's right, Linda. That was our arrangement. Mm-hmm. Of course, I was hoping that you would donate them all to the church bazaar, Liz.
I have better plans for them.
What plans?
Let's just say that the kids around town are about to get a new hero.
Oh, I see. You know, Liz, I would have thought that you would have learned by now that you can't buy friendship.
Right. With cookies or anything else, it doesn't work, Liz. Never has, never will.
What's your point?
These so-called friends of yours aren't really friends if it takes cookies to make them friends. Do you understand?
Oh, sure.
Good.
So, I'll need some really big bags for my cookies. Or, one of those bushel baskets would be nice.
Liz!
Oh, you're right. Those baskets are really hard to carry. Okay, bags it is.
Granny, you aren't gonna stand still for this, are you?
So, where do you keep those bags, Granny?
Oh, if you really have your heart set on taking those cookies, Liz, then I'll pack them up for you.
Thanks, Granny.
I can't believe this.
As Linda fumed, Granny packed up Liz's cookies in two huge bags. Our favorite little lizard took the bags, slung them over his shoulder, and headed toward the front door.
Well, so long. And don't think it hasn't been fun, because it hasn't.
You're really gonna do this?
If by this you mean go out and enjoy myself on my day off from school, then yes, I really am. Just as soon as you get out of my way.
All right then, fine. Be a brat. I'm sure Mom and Dad will be very proud of you.
Oh, hold it, Linda.
I thought that'd make you stop.
No, I meant the door. Hold it, Linda.
Why, you little...
I'll get it, Liz.
Thanks, Granny. Take a cookie for yourself out of petty cash. And have fun at the bazaar, you two, if you call that fun.
That does it! Those cookies are going in his ear!
Now, Linda, you do no such thing.
But, Granny, how can you just stand there and take that?
It's his choice. Now, come on inside. We have work to do.
But as they went in through the front door, they heard a commotion at the back door in the form of Grandpa Annoli.
Granny! Linda!
Grandpa?
Are you okay? What's the matter?
You have to help me. One of my chicks is missing.
Oh, no!
What happened?
Oh, after I got off the phone, I came back out to do a chickie check, and I discovered that Myron was gone.
Poor thing! Myron?
Chickie check?
Yes, Myron and chickie check. You have to help me find him. Please!
Of course I'll help you, Grandpa.
Thank you, Linda. We'll start back at my place.
And I still have some cookies in the oven, but I'll be along as soon as they're out.
Okay.
Myron.
While Grandpa and Linda started their search, Liz was struggling under his load of cookies.
My God, these things were fattening, not heavy. Oh, man, I need to sit down.
He lowered both himself and the cookies to the ground under a tree.
Ah, man, I am never going to get to town at this rate. Where's a good pack mule when you need one?
Just then, he saw his friend Maury Klumptos walking up the path. Liz smiled to himself.
Not exactly a pack mule, but he'll do. Maury Klumptos, just the lizard I wanted to see.
Hi, Liz. Really?
Absolutely. You have a strong back, don't you?
I don't know.
Oh, don't be so modest. I've seen you haul your backpack filled with textbooks all over the schoolyard. I've even seen you running with it on.
Only because the iguanas are chasing me.
Oh, that's understandable. The point is, you're a strong young lizard, right?
I guess.
Maury, how would you like a job?
A job?
Yep, I want you to work for me.
For you? Doing what?
Take a look inside these bags.
Wow, look at all the cookies.
Yeah, beautiful, aren't they?
The food of kings.
Indeed.
You want me to eat them? Now that's what I call a job.
No, Maury, I don't want you to eat them. I want you to carry them.
Carry them?
Yep. See, they're too heavy for me. What with my condition and all.
You have a condition?
Uh-huh.
What is it?
It's called fear of lifting.
Oh, yeah. My uncle had that, although my dad called it fear of work.
Okay, well, the point is, I need your strong back to do my cookie hauling. Now, I'll pay you a fair wage.
You don't have to pay me, Liz. I'm happy to help you out.
No, I insist. Say, 3 cookies an hour?
5.
4.
3.
Done. Ha!
Rats, I always mess that up. Okay, Liz, it's a deal.
Then pick up those bags and let's be off.
Wow! Oh! I thought these things were fattening, not heavy.
Yeah, tell me about it.
So where to, Liz?
Boss.
What?
You're working for me. I expect to be addressed as boss.
Okay, boss.
And you I shall call Minion.
But my name is Maury.
Not at 3 cookies an hour, it ain't.
Okay.
And now, let us away to the games in the park.
I don't think that's such a good idea, boss. The iguanas are swarming all over that place.
Ha! With what you have on your back, we won't have a thing to worry about. Onward, Minion!
Minion. Could be worse.
Meanwhile, Grandpa and Linda were searching high and low for Myron the Chicky.
Myron!
Here, Chicky, Chicky, Chicky!
Oh, Myron! Myron. Poor little Myron.
Grandpa?
Yeah?
Where are the other chicks?
Back at the farm.
You left 99 chicks back there just to look for one?
They're in a pen. They're safe. Besides, the one is just as important to me as the 99. Why?
No reason.
Myron! Myron!
Well, it's just that if worse comes to...
Don't even think that.
Well, I'm not saying it will, but if it does, you can take comfort that you still have 99 other chicks back at home.
Comfort? One of my little ones is still lost. That's no comfort. Now, come on. Let's look over this way. Myron!
Yes, sir.
After looking several minutes more, Linda finally put her hand gently on the old lizard's shoulder.
I'm sorry, Grandpa.
No!
Well, we need to face facts. I'm afraid Myron is...
Listen. Myron! Come this way.
I don't believe it!
They followed the little peeps to a hollow log. Linda was amazed to see old Grandpa get down on his hands and knees and crawl right into the log.
Myron! You in here? Myron! Whoa!
Grandpa? Grandpa! Grandpa!
Get back, Linda!
Linda jumped back just as Grandpa scrambled out of the log backwards.
Snake!
Once out, he leapt back just as a large snake shot out of the log and snapped at him.
Whoa!
The snake snapped a few more times, then slowly retreated back inside the log.
Grandpa!
I'm all right.
What about Myron?
He's okay, too. He's in a place where the snake can't get him, but I have to get by the snake to get to Myron.
Well, what are we gonna do? Wait the snake out?
No. I have an idea.
Grandpa found a strong forked stick on the ground and handed it to Linda.
Climb on the log. I'm gonna lure the snake out again. And when I do, you pin its head to the ground with that stick, okay?
Got it.
Grandpa stood in front of the log, pulled out his red handkerchief, and waved it in front of the opening.
Here's Snakey, Snakey, Snakey.
After a couple of seconds, the snake again shot out of the log and snapped at the handkerchief.
Now, Linda! Ugh.
It worked like a charm.
I got him, Grandpa.
Great. Now hold him there while I get Myron.
Linda kept the snake pinned to the ground while Grandpa crawled into the log.
Myron? Myron, it's okay, little one. Let's get out of here.
Hurry, Grandpa!
Here we come!
With Myron safely in his pocket, Grandpa crawled quickly out of the log.
I can't hold him much longer.
We're clear. Let him go.
One, two, three.
Yes.
Linda let the snake go and jumped clear at the same time. The snake snapped and hissed a few more times and then slithered down a nearby hole.
That was close.
Grandpa hugged little Myron tight.
Don't scare me like that again.
That was amazing, Grandpa.
Well,
the way you went in there after him like that.
Thanks for your help, Linda. Normally, I'd say run as fast as you can from snakes, but we needed to rescue Myron.
Is he okay?
Yeah, he's a pretty dirty little chickie, but none the worse for wear. Let's go tell Granny we found him, huh?
Okay.
Meanwhile, Liz and Maury had finally arrived at the park with the bags of goodies.
Oh, here at last.
Does that mean I can finally set these bags down?
Oh, if you must. But gently, we need cookies, not cookie dust.
Cookie dust sounds pretty good to me right now.
Behold, Minion, our new kingdom.
And crawling with iguanas, just like I said.
Yeah, great, isn't it?
Sure, if you like black eyes and bruised femurs.
All right, make the... Femurs?
Yeah, that's the primary bone. Never mind.
Just make the announcement like I told you.
Look, boss, let's do something else, huh?
Like what? The good time is right here. What else would we do?
Oh, I know. We could go to the library.
The library?
Yeah, they're having their annual Dewey Decimal Decathlon complete with a bookshelving race and the tallying of collected overdue fines.
The library.
You want to talk about your good times? Those librarians really know how to rock.
The announcement, Minion, just like I told you.
Do I have to?
Yeah, 3 cookies an hour says you do.
All right. Hear ye, hear ye. Hear ye, lizards, reptiles, and iguanas, one and all. Greetings and felicitations from the Great One, the host with the most, the mother of all party animals, Lizarardo Quintus Lacerta!
Thank you! Oh, and thank you. Liz is here. Let the party begin.
Lacerda, what are you doing here?
What part of partay do you not understand, Skink?
Well, you aren't gonna partay here. I thought we made it clear. This park is off limits to losers.
Well, obviously, I'm not a loser, Skink, or I wouldn't be here.
Yeah? Well, what if I say you are a loser?
Then I'd say you need to take a look inside of these bags. Minion?
Yes, boss.
Come on, Skink. Take a gander.
Whoa.
Of course, I guess I could always take my bounty to a park where they don't think I'm a loser. Minion?
Yes, boss, that sounds like a great idea.
Hey, whoa. Hold on now.
Yes.
I don't see any losers here. How about the rest of you? You all see any losers here?
Rats.
See? Liz, my friend, on behalf of everyone here, allow me to extend the warmest of welcomes to you. And your cookies. 3 cheers for Liz!
Hooray! Hip hooray! Hip hip hooray!
Thank you, one and all. And I repeat, Liz is here, so let the party begin!
While this was going on, Grandpa, Linda, and Myron arrived back at Granny's place in good order, though Grandpa noticed how quiet Linda was during the trip.
Everything all right, Linda?
Hmm? Oh, yeah. I was just thinking.
Mm-hmm. About?
Well, no offense, but I still can't believe how you risked your life for a little chick. I mean, he's very cute and all, but...
He's just a chick. Well, he may be just a chick, but you have to understand, Linda.
Oh, no!
What in the world?
Oh, no!
What was that?
No!
It sounded like Granny. Granny?
Granny? Are you all right?
Oh, my.
What's the matter?
Granny,
what's wrong?
What is it?
It is missing.
Missing? What's missing?
What is, Granny? What's missing?
One of my rings.
Rings?
It's gone. And what am I going to do? What am I going to do?
Well, just calm down and tell us what happened.
Well, after you left, I stayed on the porch for a little while looking for Liz.
Yeah?
Looking for Liz.
And then I remembered that I hadn't finished polishing my rings.
Yeah.
But when I went to the table to finish up with the rings, I couldn't find one of them. It was gone. Oh, please help me find it. Oh, please.
We will, Granny. We will. Let's go inside.
Oh, and you found your chick.
Yes, he's safe. And now we're going to find your ring.
Well, at least you still have the other ones, huh?
What do you mean, at least?
Well, just that if we can't find the missing ring, you still have 9 beautiful rings in the case.
Well, that may be so, but I certainly don't value the missing one any less than the 9 others I still have.
Oh, I didn't think you didn't. I'm just going to start looking over here.
Yeah, and thank you. And, Grandpa, why don't you start looking over there?
Will do. Will do.
Thanks. And thank you, too, Myra.
Meanwhile, Liz was having a grand old time with all of his new friends at the park. They let him slide.
Whee! Come on, Minion!
Whoa! Oof! Ow!
They let him swing.
Come on, Minion, push me higher.
Yes, boss.
Yeah! Hey, coming back.
What? Whoa! Oof! Ow!
That's why it's called a swing, Minion.
Ow.
They made him captain of the soccer team.
I got it. I got the ball. Look out, Minion. Here it comes.
Wait, I...
Ow. And they let him win at capture the flag and king of the hill.
I got the flag. I am the king. Top of the world, Minion. Top of the world. And down the hill with you.
No, wait, I...
And after every game and activity and adventure, Liz had Maury hand out the cookies.
More, Minion. Hand out more. Cookies for everyone.
And as long as the cookies held up, Liz was the most popular guy on the playground. But all good things must come to an end. And before long...
Boss, can I talk to you?
Of course, Minion. What is it?
I think we have a problem.
Hey. How about some more cookies, Liz, old buddy?
You got it, Skink, old pal.
Boss?
Anything from my old pal, Skink.
Boss!
Don't just stand there, Minion. Get my buddy Skink a cookie.
Now, that's what I'm trying to tell you. I can't.
What do you mean you can't? You just reach into the bag and pull out a cookie. It's a relatively simple procedure.
Not if there aren't any cookies in the bag.
What?
It's what I've been trying to tell you. The bag's empty.
Empty? How'd that happen?
By everybody eating all the cookies, that's how.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, indeed. Looks like things may be getting a little dicey for Liz and Maury. Do you think it was a good idea for them to take all those cookies to the park? And what do you think happened to Granny's ring? Do you think it's lost or stolen? Will Granny, Grandpa, and Linda and Myron be able to find it? And speaking of Myron, do you think it was a good idea for Grandpa to leave all the other chicks behind to find him? If you were Grandpa, is that what you would have done? How will all these adventures end? Well, there are 2 ways to find out the answers to all of these questions. The first is to read Luke chapter 15 in your Bible. You may be wondering why Luke 15, but trust me, read it and you'll understand. And the second way to find the answers to all of these questions is, you guessed it, listen in next time.
Hey, you know what?
Shh, listen.
That's all the time we've got for today's Liz and Friends.
Do you hear that?
Don't miss any of our shows.
It's fun.
And remember, we need to hear from you.
Oh, that makes me feel better.
Contact us at our website, kidscorner.net. Thanks for listening, and don't miss our next show. See ya.
I'll see you later, Liz.
See you later.
Today's show was written by Phil Lawler. Liz and Friends is a production of Reframe Ministries.